WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. There have been more air attacks between Iran and Israel today. ABC's Andrew Dimbert.
President Trump also questioning the future of Iran's regime, posting, "Why wouldn't there be a regime change?" The comment possibly hinting at hopes that the Iranian people will now demand new leadership. Vice President J.D. Vance insists the U.S. strikes were about stopping Iran's nuclear ambitions, not toppling its government.
Iran's foreign minister is in Moscow to meet with President Putin. Oil prices have been up, down, up again. Between Texas and Maine, about 150 million Americans are under heat alerts for today. A shocker, the Texas Republican governor, Greg Abbott, has vetoed a measure passed by the Republican-controlled state legislature. The bill would have prohibited sale of products containing a main ingredient in marijuana, THC. It took all seven games, but the Oklahoma Thunder beat the Indiana Pacers 103-91 and are the new NBA champs. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. A local resource of lawyers helping people facing possible deportation has been swamped these last few months.
So many people going through the system and being moved to Louisiana and Kentucky just immediately where they can't find a lawyer. Their family doesn't even know where they are.
Grant Sovereign is the president of the board of the Community Immigration Law Center. Essentially, the people there work like public defenders for folks who need immigration lawyers. Technically, immigration offenses are civil, not criminal.
We all know what a public defender is. If you can't afford one, you certainly shouldn't go to jail simply because you can't afford a lawyer. But that's exactly what happens in the immigration context, is you can sit in detention, which is a jail, for 6 months, a year, 18 months.
They've been busy since the Trump administration ramped up efforts to deport people and deport them quickly. The only ICE detention facility in Wisconsin is in Juneau.
All of their 200 beds seem to be full with immigrants these days.
Silk exists to make sure everyone gets due process.
We have rules. We all want the rules to apply to everybody, but we all want those rules to apply evenly, and not just because you can afford a lawyer, you can't afford a lawyer, or there aren't enough available. In Wisconsin, there's probably maybe 10 or 15 lawyers who know how to do deportation defense because it hasn't been an issue before.
Now, Silk wants to expand and be able to help more people.
We would like to be a public defender service for the whole state. We have six lawyers now who spend weekends and nights trying to help people.
The Community Immigration Law Center is holding a fundraiser with a matching grant from the Madison Community Foundation. The goal is to raise $100,000 in June. We'll have a link at civicmedia.us. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
It's the Brewers and the Pirates. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight as the Brewers open a home series against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Milwaukee now just 3.5 games out of first place after sweeping the Twins over the weekend. 9-8 yesterday at Target Field. The Brewers had a 9-3 lead thanks to Rhys Hoskins with a double, a home run, and two runs batted in. But closer Trevor McGill had to come in the eighth to hold off Minnesota. Pat Murphy says catcher William Contreras also doing a great job setting up batters, and praised McGill getting his 17th save of the season already.
The kid's been pretty consistent. He knows who he is. And again, William Contreras was great back there.
NBA Finals, Oklahoma City pulled ahead to win the title in Game 7, 103-91. Pacers head coach Rick Carlisle on losing his star player from Oshkosh, Tyrese Halliburton, to a torn Achilles tendon in the first quarter.
What happened with Tyrese is all of our hearts dropped.
That's Rick Carlisle with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. FreedomFireworksWI.com.
It is going to be hot and muggy again today. That heat index will be pushing 100 once again this afternoon. And then we do have a chance of thunderstorms later today. Some of those strong to severe with hail, wind, even an isolated tornado possible. Stay weather aware today and this evening. Tomorrow, it will be cooler. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 79.
The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 20 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
In sitcoms, when someone has a problem, they just blurt it out and move on.
Well, I lost my job and my parakeet is missing. How was your day?
But the real world is different. Managing life's challenges can be overwhelming. So, what do? We get support. The Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council have mental health resources available for you at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. See how much further you can go when you take care of your mental health.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm live from Madison, where I welcome the Green Bay Automobile Gallery's Daryl Burnett. And we rank our all-time favorite summer blockbuster movies. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Tom Harbin here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger, makes me work a little bit harder, makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me fighter.
I certainly empathize with Americans who are exhausted after 25 years of foreign entanglements in the Middle East. I understand the concern, but the difference is that back then we had dumb presidents, and now we have a president who actually knows how to accomplish America's national security objectives.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Because, Donald Trump is smart. Yeah, that's right. Okay, that was J.D. Vance, who is apparently... Okay. Oh, we have a... speaking of people that are always wrong, it is even on vacation, I get Chris...
Okay.
Ann says, Steph and the Mooks, forever listener, sexy liberal Boston attendees twice so far. Woot! The song Brandy.
Oh, God. This again.
I was just at the Outer Banks. A lot of stories about ships and sailors. Uh-huh. So here we go. The song Brandy just came on over the loudspeaker. Having listened to the whole song, it is it's in its entirety. We're happy to confer that Brandy is indeed a fine girl and would have made a good wife. But the sailor she loved, his life, his love, his lady is the sea. There's nothing to indicate Brandy ameliorates her feelings with the consolation of additional partners. We love Bella. Can she be cloned? We would like one of her. You can't, Anne and Mo. You can't have one of Bella. What? She is ours. And also, we have to take her back to the shop to get her fixed, and then we'll bring her back here.
Yeah.
She's got a little umbly in her tumbly.
I need a tune-up.
Aww.
You know what? Throw the whole thing out. I need a new everything.
Aww. Baby Bella is dealing with, we don't know yet for sure if it's an ulcer. Or
yeah,
we don't,
no.
You just hurt. It hurts.
It just hurts.
Yeah. I've had acid reflux on and off for years. A lot of people's stress goes to their stomach.
Yeah,
I just need to know the cause. Stress is not.
Stephanie Miller.
It's got to be everything else in your life except for.
Stephanie Miller.
Don't you think?
It's a stressful life.
I know. And look at, and she's like crazy, right? Looks smart, happy all the time, great boyfriend.
Yes.
Two great jobs.
Uh-huh.
Which that might be part of the problem.
A house full of dudes?
Yeah. Ironically, two of them this last week also had stomach problems.
Oh.
We don't have the same thing.
Okay.
All three of us, different things.
I think I know the answers, but serious question, because I was saying, they just did a piece on TV on this, on why young people are experiencing so much anxiety. Mm-hmm. I mean, I attribute everything to the, orange mother. Mm-hmm. But there's got to be a lot of factors, right? That can't be a coincidence.
Yeah, no. It's 100% the political climate. It's 100% the actual climate.
Yeah.
And just everything. It's a lot... Every social media site, every news source, it's all like bad 24/7. There's not a shred of positive news.
Right.
We do a lot of fart jokes and stories about bears.
Animal stories.
And stories about bears.
Yes. And those
more
are
of
awesome.
That, so we can keep Bella.
Okay, all right.
But it is stressful, yeah. Especially like we just me and my friends, we just graduated college, yeah. And it's like, oh, yeah. Great, we're entering.
Well, now you're draft age. Hi, yeah. No more voters.
I'm dodging. Right, if they are like,
I'm hiding you. Yeah. I'm telling you now.
At this point, it's just dudes, right?
Yeah, there were talks of opening it up. But...
There's always been talks about opening up to women, but it's right now it's just
yeah. Me. Oh, thank God for our sexist, misogynist, rapey, McDrunky Secretary of Defense. God, I just I can't. No, we were saying because when I'm being an old lady and I tell her she makes 11 billion times what I used to make for my entire 20s and 30s.
Uh huh.
And she but she lives in L.A. and yeah. She has two jobs
right.
And she has to share a house with what six other mm-hmm. guys? Six guys. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's Snow White.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Not in a good way.
Except they're not very helpful. They don't really clean.
Yes, dudes your age, we discussed, aren't good at anything.
No.
Right? Cars, nothing.
No. Not car. That's my car.
Oh, yeah, that's a whole thing. She had car issues.
Yes,
yeah.
I know.
Oh, yes.
Did it happen last week?
Yeah, 2 weeks ago.
Okay, so yeah. You're here.
Her car also needed a
tune-up.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I can't catch a break. Someone's out. I think there's a hex on me. Someone put a hex on me.
No, not the baby Bella. All
it's
right.
Probably Billy in Texas.
Yeah. Jeff Tiedrich, who I love, said, imagine Joe Biden tweeted he had just bombed the out of another country and then ended it with thank you for your attention to this matter.
Yes.
Republicans would have burned D.C. to the ground. Thank you. Oh, my God. Can I just say I love this one because it's. Galaxy Book says it was the best dose of times. It was the worst dose of times.
Oh, because they want to make asbestos great again.
Yeah, because they're bringing the asbestos. You know why? Because the number one exporter is Russia. Putin, his pal Putin, exports asbestos. So we're going to make asbestos great again. It's also hard to say that.
Asbestos?
It is the asbestos of times. Okay. Liberal Paul says, hi, America. Troops on your streets. The Middle East is on the brink of world war. Elected officials are being murdered. Ukraine is still fighting the Russians, and the economy is about to collapse. So let's take a moment to remember how boring the Biden years were. Could we please have boring back? Could we?
Boring.
Wouldn't that be? Could Joanne Worley be the spokesperson for the next Democratic administration?
Boring.
Oh, please, God, could we have boring back? Oh, it was so great. Remember?
Oh.
I feel like just reading that thread was not good for Bella's stomach. I apologize for that.
Oh, no, it's okay.
That is really...
She tunes it out.
Hmm?
She's tuning you out.
I think that's best.
I'm just watching the levels.
We'll get you
today.
Headphones where you can hear everything but me. Rita in Missouri. Hey, Rita. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome back, Stephanie.
Oh, thank you. It's just so delightful.
So I've been trying to think how to get that ass out of the office, and I came up with why don't we just say and come up with those 11,000 votes and put him in office in 2024 term, and then he's served two terms, so he can't be serving right now.
Yeah. Is he ordered an investigation into the 2020 role? Because we're going to spend money for that too now to reinvestigate that. Yeah, you know what? We'll make you a deal. Throw in the 2024 election, which I have increasing thoughts about, and we'll make it a deal. Okay, this is the media. Hi, media. Hi, how you doing? This is another how we got here on the verge of World War III. Daily Beast headline. Amtrak customers are complaining the former president was breaking the golden rule of Amtrak's Acela's quiet car. Sherilyn Eiffel says, I was on that train in that car. Nobody was upset. People were excited and trying to take pictures of Joe Biden because... should I torture myself with Kamala Harris audio? I think that I will.
Okay.
I think that I will. 14, please. Thank you.
America is a promise. A promise of freedom, liberty, and justice. The story of Juneteenth, as we celebrate it, is the story of our ongoing fight to realize America's promise. Not for some, but for all.
Do you know there's a clip of her warning about every single thing?
Everything that's happened.
That has happened, including him attacking Iran.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
As we gather tonight, let us remember the words of the great Coretta Scott King. The fight for civil rights must be fought and won with each generation. She reminds us that our freedoms will not be permanent unless we in each generation are vigilant to protect them. Let us all stand together as Americans to teach and honor our history, to protect our liberty, and to continue the fight for freedom. Thank you. May God bless you, and may God bless the United States of America. Thank you.
Okay, I'm back. Hi.
Hi.
Where's everybody been? Hi. How you doing? Okay, speaking of awesome women, Art says, I love the Jessica Tarloff of Fox News, The Five, makes Donald Trump big mad.
Yeah.
She's just the best. Yeah, he tweeted about her. We have, yes, here we go.
40% of Donald Trump's wealth has been accumulated since he became president because of two crypto coins. The New York Times did interviews with foreign buyers of this cryptocurrency who came over here to have dinner with him. A guy from South Korea.
This is not even part of the segment.
So what?
You're talking about a meme coin. Yeah.
Caroline Levitt said
you're defending an administration that covered up a dying leader, and you're sitting here going, but meme coin.
Oh, my God, he's such a D.
Greg Gutfeld?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, first of all, Joe Biden was not dying. And, okay, I just can't. Ron Filipowski says, I'm still waiting for CNN to devote multiple programming days to Trump's obvious cognitive decline and dangerous mental instability.
And she wasn't talking about meme coin. She was talking about corruption.
Thank you. And that's only one form of the thousand forms of corruption
exactly.
that Trump is engaging in. Okay, Jeff Teetridge says, do they have a Nobel Reckless fucking Moron Prize? Thank you for your attention to this matter. But why don't they get one? How about, that'd be a good idea. Yeah. Okay, Chris Titus says, the one way to divert from his stupidity on the economy, economics, lying, racism, incompetence, and illiteracy is to start World War III. We are so... seems that way. Judy Chu, one of our congresspeople here, mm-hmm. fantastic, said President Trump just illegally bombed Iran with no authorization from Congress. This is unacceptable and unconstitutional and risks dragging the U.S. into another endless war. No kidding. Here we go again, right? For those of us that are old enough to remember Iraq. And by the way, this is just one of the illegal things he does every, 15 minutes, which is why people just go, oh, well, right?
Right.
Can I say one more? Chris Titus, comedian, about to do it. He said, I'm about to do a show in Honolulu after sound check, talking to the crew. They said because of Orange, John Orange. That's a new one. C-word John Orange. I haven't heard that one.
Okay.
No one is coming to Hawaii. No Canadians, no Japanese, no Chinese tourists. Here's what a failure Trump is. He fucked up Hawaii. That takes some doing.
Yeah.
Okay. And by the way, Aaron said, watching them pretend they didn't just try to raid Dodger Stadium is a sight to see. Oh, my God. Good on you, Dodgers, for denying ICE entrance. But then they tried to say, oh, no, we weren't. Okay. It's on tape.
No.
All right. I'm gonna pause.
Okay. I think it's best.
Contemplate my life and Bella's stomach. 17 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by the Credo Mobile. The OG sexy liberal company, right? We've seen a lot of companies quick to abandon anything progressive, bend the knee, kiss the ring, right? Like Pride, taking down the Pride flag. No, not Credo Mobile. I'm telling you, they have donated over $95 million to progressive nonprofits
right.
that are working for a better world. When you switch, you get reliable nationwide coverage, competitive plans. More importantly, every month they donate to progressive nonprofits. You get to vote. Who gets your money? Switching to Credo is a smart, easy way to make a difference. Go to credomobile.com. For Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25 at credomobile.com.
Stephanie Miller.
They drummed you right out of Hollywood. So you come crawling back to Broadway. Well, Broadway doesn't go for booze and dope. Now you get out of my way because I've got a man waiting for me.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you over 50 and constantly feeling tired, bloated, or just a little off? Don't ignore it. Those could be signs that your liver is crying for help. As we age, our liver, which is essential for metabolism, digestion, immunity, and detoxification, needs extra support and protection. If neglected, it can leave you feeling sluggish and constantly off your game. That's where Active Liver from New Nordic comes in. Available in easy-to-take tablets or delicious gummies, Active Liver combines powerful natural ingredients like turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract to help support healthy liver function. With Active Liver, you're giving your body an essential daily defense against toxins from alcohol, fatty foods, and sweets, helping you reclaim your energy, improve digestion, lose the bloat, and strengthen your immunity so you can look and feel your best again. Protect your liver and give it the support that it deserves by making Active Liver from New Nordic part of your daily wellness routine. Find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS, Meijer Grocery, or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
Hi, I'm Ron Reagan, an unabashed atheist. Today, the fastest growing religious group in the country is the non-religious, especially among the young. That progress is heartening, but the religious pushback is fierce, and the forces of Christian nationalism are well organized. Our progress won't continue unless we work together so that reason and our secular constitution will prevail. That's why I'm asking you to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, the nation's largest and most effective association of atheists and agnostics working to keep state and church separate, just like our founders intended. Please join the Freedom From Religion Foundation today. Ron Reagan, lifelong atheist, not afraid of burning in hell.
Join us. Go to ffrf.us/freedom or text Miller to 511-511 and become a member today. Text Miller to 511-511. Because the only thing worse than a sermon is when it comes with legislation. Text fees may apply.
Madison can't seem to get enough of Serenity Pet Spa because we are bursting at the seams with adorable dogs. I'm Liz Johnston, founder and internationally recognized certified master groomer. With two locations on the east and west sides of Madison, you'd think that'd be enough. But demand is so high for our award-winning grooming, Serenity Pet Spa is opening a new location on Junction Road in Middleton. Serenity's not your average groomer. We understand your pets. From wiggly puppies to anxious seniors, you can trust the pros at Serenity Pet Spa because we focus on every dog's unique needs. We are passionate about caring for their health and overall well-being. To celebrate our growth, we're offering 10% off at all locations for new clients until July 31st. Book your appointment today at SerenityPetSpaMadison.com. And be sure to catch my segment with John and Gordy in the morning every first Tuesday of the month as I share my expertise. Serenity Pet Spa, doesn't your dog deserve the best? SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
Certified Master Groomer Liz Johnston with Serenity Pet Spa. Committed to its mission to provide world-class grooming for pets and the people who love them. SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
Progressive knows there are some surprisingly expensive things in life, like fences. A house with a big yard and a white picket fence was always the dream. But then you saw the price to install a fence and you're wondering if the color is driving the price up. Nobody ever dreams of a beige or a gray picket fence, right? So maybe those fences are cheaper. But no, they're not. Then you remember that switching your home and auto to Progressive could save you hundreds and make all your dreams of a fence come true. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
Okay, you got me. I'm back. Okay, yep. Olivia Troy coming up in just a couple of minutes. And alpha liberal Cliff Schechter in all of Hour 3. Very exciting. Speaking of which, Rude Pundit moved to tomorrow.
Yep.
And he threaded. I always think about that episode of Anthony Bourdain's show in Iran and how the people aren't virulent anti-Americans. If anything, they want to be closer to the U.S. but are led by zealot mother. Sound familiar? Right, and this is only going to make them now, you know, the rally around the flag
thing,
drive them closer to, you know, their zealot mother, as Root Pundit said. Does this have anything to do with it? Covey said Trump's net approval rating for his handling of protests in L.A. is negative 15 points overall and negative 24 among independents. And there it is, his tweet about Obama. Just watch. I predict Obama's going to Obama ran to get his poll numbers up. Yeah. There you go.
There he is.
Who said the idea Trump adheres to deadlines is ludicrous? He promised us a health care plan over 450 weeks ago. It's been infrastructure week since I was born. 2 weeks is meaningless. Who's that?
Dr. Jekyll.
No, the aforementioned fantastic Jessica Tarlov.
Oh.
See what he did there? He said he'd make a decision about Iran in 2 weeks, and then in 2 days he just blew him up, right?
Blew up real good.
There you go. There's a little left turn we weren't counting on. Okay, Eddie in L.A. Hi, Eddie.
Hi, how are you?
Good, go ahead. Oh, what could be wrong?
First time calling.
Uh-huh.
Well, I just wanted to say this is a great opportunity for the police to gain the respect of the community back by sticking up for them against these ICE thugs.
Yes. Yes, that way. There's one scene after another, Chris, that is mm-hmm. just heartbreaking. I think we mentioned the father of three Marines uh-huh. who now might have to die for Donald Trump's stupid, unprovoked war.
Right.
It was just I can't even keep track. There's a different story every day. The lady that sells flowers on the corner. I mean, it's beyond. Okay. Alpha Kilo says the political assassination of Melissa Hortman, her husband and their dog, was carried out by a religious extremist who belongs to the same sect as Speaker of the House Mike Johnson and Justice Alito. Perhaps that's why no one wants to talk about it. The fact that that is out of the news cycle, is just okay. Yes, thank you. Cavian said less than a week ago, an unhinged Trump supporter murdered an American lawmaker in broad daylight, and it's barely in the news today. Scary. Thank you. By the way, could you ready our bag of rats? God said when Ted Cruz and Tucker Carlson are fighting, America wins no matter who loses. It's my favorite big bag of rats. Oh, do we still have our big bag of rats song? Do we have the song?
Oh,
yeah. From, Tommy, listener Tommy. I'm just saying. So, yes, because Ted Cruz didn't even know the population of Iran. And Tucker Carlson, it's hard to root for, who to root for. But he said, you don't know the population of the country you want to, blow off the face of the earth. And he's like, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, it was fantastic.
Yeah.
It was a fantastic fight. All right, we'll wait. Yeah. Huh? Here we go. Thank you, listener Tommy. Trading their bonds on a public stage. Fight, fight, big bag of rats. Tearing each other like alley cats. We're just here laughing as the whole thing cracks. Fight, 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 big bag of rats. Ron tweets, Trump administration cuts funding for cancer research. Fox criticizes Gavin Newsom for attending a fundraiser for cancer research.
Right.
Was the disease his mother died of. Mm-hmm. So that's the bad thing, is not cutting actual funds for actual. It would be,
exactly.
Going to a fundraiser for it because something.
Right.
Okay. Can I just, I know this, not distract from World War III, but Florida representative, did you hear the story? Kat Kamak is her name.
Mm-hmm.
Had an ectopic pregnancy. Doctors and nurses waited hours to inject her with the drug to terminate because they were afraid of losing their licenses and or being prosecuted.
Oh, my God.
She even tried calling the governor's office, but nobody answered. Imagine being that well-connected and this happens. She blamed Democratic lawmakers.
What?
For fear-mongering and making doctors and nurses think they were not allowed to do their jobs. Not the Republican law. She blamed the left. I mean,
but
oh my God.
Right past the law.
Right. Right.
Okay.
Right. But this is where we are. Okay. Senator Bernie Sanders yesterday.
Not only is this news that I've just heard this second alarming that all of you have just heard, but it is so grossly unconstitutional. All of you know that the only entity that can take this country to war is the U.S. Congress. The president does not have the right.
Okay. Acid Iraq flashback. That's what I have. Oh, I used to have acid reflex, Bella. Now I think I have acid Iraq reflex. Okay. I've just started self-medicating with my old, you know, what do you call it, proton pump inhibitor drugs and stuff. Yeah. Okay. Eric Swalwell, let's do one more.
All right. You were promised lower prices on day one. How many of you are feeling those lower prices? You were promised an end to all wars on day one. How many of you have seen an end to those wars? Donald Trump is 0 for 150. He promised on day one, we're on day 150, and he's let you down.
Yep, absolutely. All right. By the way, Olivia Troy on the socials, on fire.
Yep.
About all of this stuff. She, as you, we may have forgotten, a terrorism, counterterrorism official in the Trump administration under Mike Pence. She has a lot to say. We'll talk to her next. Watch it.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A loss for Madison residents near the Dane County Regional Airport. They won't get funding to soundproof their homes against the noise from all the military jets. The sound from F-35s at Truax Field has been a point of contention for years. Residents even led campaigns against it before the F-35s started flying. Democratic Congressman Mark Pocan said residents will not get federal dollars to mitigate the noise. The Wisconsin Department of Military Affairs had applied for $18 million to help more than 160 people install noise-dampening insulation. Pocan says the Department of Defense denied those funds. Noise levels near the airport have been as high as 116 decibels. Continued exposure to noise levels of 80 to 90 decibels can cause hearing loss. Meanwhile, after the Minnesota political shooting, state lawmakers may be looking at the security of the Capitol. Joanne Krulatz reports.
At the Capitol, legislative leaders are taking a cautious approach to increase in security following the assassination of Minnesota lawmaker. This is Assembly Speaker Robin Voss.
The thing that's most scary is this didn't occur in a Capitol. It occurred at someone's home. So the idea of trying to make the Capitol into a fortress, I don't know if that necessarily would even have ever done anything in this situation.
Voss said assembly lawmakers will discuss security issues, something echoed by Minority Leader Greta Neubauer.
We're not going to comment at this point on specific security measures, but are open to longer-term conversations to ensure that everyone feels safe.
The Capitol building has 12 public entrances on two levels. Following the 2011 Act 10 protests, public access was briefly limited with metal detectors placed at a pair of ground floor entrances.
That's Joanne Krulatz. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be hot and muggy again today. That heat index will be pushing 100 once again this afternoon. And then we do have a chance of thunderstorms later today. Some of those strong to severe with hail, wind, even an isolated tornado possible. Stay weather aware today and this evening. Tomorrow, it will be cooler. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 80.
The John and Gordy Show.
Mike McCabe joins us, by the way.
Yes, Mike, you know about the Savannah Bananas.
Yeah. Right?
The announcer calls them the Nanners.
Bananas. They have all kinds of antics.
They have,
I mean, it's
they have
great.
Bright yellow uniforms.
Yes, they do.
And they do performance dances at home base.
Or
the
in the field.
Players are out there like cheerleaders.
Yeah. And even the umpires get involved.
Yeah, they do.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll take a look back at the weekend news headlines and also State Senator Kelda Royce. Will the Joint Finance Committee actually meet this week? She'll tell us. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Most powerful leader in the world right now, Donald Trump, who would likely know a little bit more about the nature of the situation than you or I, and I think you might have to agree that he may know more. So I think it's important to not second guess the president, and to not speculate, and to not presume that what he's doing is not in the process of peace, but in fact specifically in that track.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Uh-huh. That's exactly what you do,
right.
Is bomb someone when you want peace. That would be our old friend, Tammy Bruce, our old radio friend.
Your old
Tammy
friend. Bruce. I never knew her.
Yeah.
You did. You worked with her.
Old friend. Yep. Yes, I think we should all agree that nobody should question Dear Leader, don't you think? I think we should all agree.
Well, if Tammy says
he knows a lot more. Okay, you know what? Someone who might know a little something about this. Have jingles. Hi, Olivia Troy. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for the jingle. I needed that after the past, 48 hours.
Oh,
right.
Dear God, Olivia, you were just talking to Chris when I was upstairs before the break here, that you and I would have been on opposite sides of the Iraq War, because I'm having Iraq War PTSD, acid flashback, whatever you want to call it. But you were saying you were in the Bush administration then. Just talk a little. It's kind of fascinating to talk about your progression from, I guess, hawk to dove, maybe you'd call it, but go ahead.
Yeah. I was there for the Iraq War conflict. I was actually there for the pre-planning stages of the war. I was there for the deployment. I was also there for the nation rebuilding of the part of it firsthand. I was Ambassador Brummer's aide. I sat in the Pentagon before it. I actually deployed on General Myers at the time, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff's aircraft. That's how I got to Baghdad.
Wow.
And so
we would have been friends back then. But now our timing is right.
Yeah. I'm hearing it right now. I'm not going to lie. I am hearing it from all sides of the House right now. And I'm definitely hearing it from Republicans who are also anti-Trump and anti-MAGA, who are angry with me because of the fact that I'm like, hey, no, I have serious concerns about what we're seeing here right now with Iran. And I may have been a war hawk then. And I went along with the whole WMD thing and concerns about that. But when you see the evolution over the past 20 years, like I have, when you've watched the war planning firsthand, when you see the aftermath, when you've deployed to Afghanistan, what I'm trying to say to people is that, it really does change your perspective.
Yeah.
And you grow and you learn a lot. And so I'm just watching what's happened here now with Iran, and I'm worried because I know how these escalations, escalate, they get worse, and I'm just wondering where's the off-ramp and the end game here. And I'm also, obviously, do I want to be in a conflict with the people we have sitting around the table right now making the decisions?
Yeah.
Absolutely not. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, J.D. Vance said that we had dumb presidents before, and now we have a smart one. Okay, I'm calling it acid reflux flashbacks to Iraq because my acid reflux is also back. But it's just this regime change thing. Oh, my God. Ring any bells, Olivia? And plus, shortly after J.D. Vance disputed the U.S. interest in a regime change, right, as did Marco Rubio, as did Pete Hegseth, Trump signaled openness to regime change. Mm-hmm. He tweeted, it's not politically correct to use the term regime change, but if the current Iranian regime is unable to make Iran great again, all in caps, why wouldn't there be a regime change? MIGA, which is, make Iran great again, as you know. Olivia. So, right, Vance had just said, our view is very clear. We don't want regime change. Trump has criticized the U.S. roles in wars that spurred regime change in Iraq and Afghanistan. And yet here we are. I mean, what is your analysis of what, how this happened? And just speak. help me.
Well, here is always a challenge with someone like Donald Trump. Right. You have a plan. I'm sure that the military came to him. They presented the options that he wanted because, look, he's been itching to bomb Iran for years now. He wanted to during the first Trump administration. We talked him off the ledge. Like, I was not necessarily surprised when the news hit that this had happened because I was like, he finally did it. His dream has come true, and he just, you know, wants to see bombs going off and he wants to feel powerful. But the problem with Donald Trump is that he doesn't stick to the plan.
Yeah.
So you can brief him and you can say, okay, we're going to do this limited strike, as they're calling it, right?
Yeah.
But he doesn't know how to stick to the program. So he's going to go rogue on you and you're going to let mitigating the aftermath. And so in his mind, he's like, well, let's just keep going. And so, yeah, I mean, he's sitting here navigating by slogans, right? Now he's doing T-shirt slogans, MEGA. Yeah. And so, like, this is a really serious diplomatic effort and foreign policy situation that we've have going on right now. And this guy is sitting here navigating by Truth Social, which he's done in the past, right? I mean, he tweeted about wanting to remove the forces from Syria. He's tweeted in the past about foreign policy, like actual serious concerning situations. And we've got a president of the United States now advocating, saying, oh, yeah, well, I don't know. Maybe we do topple the regime.
And he doesn't, you said, you quoted Pete Hegseth, many presidents dreamed of delivering the final blow to Iran's nuclear program. None could until President Trump. You said, yes, Pete, Trump finally did what others wouldn't, ignore intel, destabilize the region, risk another endless war. Bold move if you've learned nothing in 20 years. I mean, and here we go again, where his director of national intelligence said, no, they're not building a nuclear weapon. Under oath, she just testified that, and then he says, oh, she's wrong, and then she's like, oh, never mind. I mean, here we go with the twisting and cherry-picking and lying about weapons of mass destruction part of this that we remember from Iraq, right?
Yeah, and the concerning thing here is that why should we trust these people? That's the issue right at the helm, because they've lied to us. This is a group of individuals that's repeatedly lied, and their most proactive supporters right now are over there, like Sean Hannity on Fox News, and they're sitting there spinning it as well, and they're egging it on. And so I think when we look at the scenario, my concern is like, okay, so what's next? And also, where's the imminent threat proof? Because I'm still waiting for that, because that was the lesson we learned back from Iraq and what happened there with the intel. So I think the Trump administration, you know, because they're so transparent, they owe an answer. They owe Congress an answer. They owe an answer to Congress and be like, yeah, this is what we believe was an imminent threat that we felt like we needed to go in and bomb immediately.
You're a long time.
I don't know anyone who thinks that right now.
Yeah. I mean, you're a long time national security professional. You were in, you know, worked in the Homeland Security Department. I mean, what, first of all, the conversation where, you know, someone said to him, you know, they aren't building a bomb. They're not an imminent threat. And he said, who said that? Your director of national intelligence.
Yeah.
Just said that. So, again, ignoring his own intelligence professionals, then forcing them to twist it or cherry pick or get in line, right? Or she'd be out. And then, and now here we are in the find out portion of F around, right?
Yes.
As a national security, are you terrified? I mean, there's, it seems to me, almost zero chance they're not going to retaliate somehow, right? Either our forces over there are, you know, here in the homeland. I mean, who knows, right? Straight up Hormuz?
Certainly. Yes. There is no doubt that there will be retaliation. And one of the things about Iran is that it may not actually happen overnight.
Yeah.
They play the long game and they're strategic about it. And so it could be at any moment. I mean, they could close the strait, which they're threatening to do, and that's going to cause disruptions and that's going to cause oil prices and all of that. But there's just a number of things they could do. They could conduct cyber attacks in retaliation. It could come in a number of ways, or proxies on military bases overseas, which is why that, you know, DOD, the Department of Defense, has evacuated families, because they know that there is an enormous risk here. And we don't know what the sleeper cells are, the, you know, situation is here domestically. So there's just a combination of threats here that we have chosen to involve ourselves into the middle of a conflict that was happening there. And look, I get it. I'm getting the notes and I'm hearing from some national security people. They're like, well, Iran is weak right now. This is a good opportunity to strike and take this out and whatever. And I'm like, fine, I can see the valid argument for that. But the issue is the aftermath of where the planning is. What happens next? Actually think that this is going to make a difference? What does the region think?
Well, this just went in. Yeah. What J.D. Vance said is so ridiculous. We're not at war with Iran. We're at war with their nuclear program. I said, can you imagine if Iran dropped a bunch of bombs on Los Alamos? Yeah, the U.S. would go, oh, yeah, you're not at war with us. It's just, you know, that little section of New Mexico, so that's fine. I mean, who are they kidding? We are absolutely at war with Iran now. I mean, and as you said I spent most of my career focused on the Middle East before focusing on the homeland. FYI, I could sit here and regurgitate conservative talking points on Iran. I won't. National security experts have debated moves like this for years, especially when there's no clear plan for what comes next. He never thinks about what comes next, does he?
No, and it's the shiny object or the squirrel that crosses in front of them. So even if there's a plan that they've developed, and I'm guaranteeing you they're probably writing that right now, what are we going to do? It doesn't matter because he is going to do something that derails it over and over again, because that is his personality. He just can't lead with discipline. And in this situation, it's going to require a disciplined sort of approach of what's happening here as we prepare for what comes next.
We've never had a president, I think, like this, where when people go, what's Trump's thinking? He doesn't think. He thinks what's good for him, what will get his poll numbers up, what will distract from, you know, the disaster of the economy, his poll numbers, the no kings route. Who knows what he's distracting from? But you said it best. You said Trump dismantled diplomacy, gutted the national security apparatus, pulled out of the Iran nuclear deal, decisions that helped destabilize the regions. Now it's all bravado, and this attack on Iran is likely to lead to a protracted conflict. This is provocation through chaos. This isn't a win. I keep saying it. We can't say it enough. We had a deal. Obama had a deal. It was working, right? And this is all of this may end up with getting the same effing deal that Obama had, right?
Yeah, and that's the important thing there, Stephanie, is that deal was working. Iran was abiding by the agreement. That is the important thing to remind people of, and the United States chose to pull out of it under the leadership of Donald Trump.
Yeah,
and it was a big mistake, and we are now dealing with the consequences and an escalation of our choosing, right? It's the chaos that Donald Trump creates. It's a crisis of his own making, just like we've seen domestically as well.
When you think, Olivia, how many people could die because of his inherent racism and his inherent insane jealousy of Barack Obama? I mean, I was on vacation for a week, and these news cycles, you tweeted, although if I wasn't here, it didn't happen.
Exactly.
If I didn't say it didn't happen yet. But you said a politically motivated act of domestic terrorism shook Minnesota while we're talking about sleeper cells, right? And all of us this weekend, while 5 million Americans marched, that was more than 5, I think it was 12 million, but okay.
Yeah.
Marched to reject authoritarianism and said no kings. U.S. Senator Mike Lee showed us what happens when cruelty replaces conscience in public office. This isn't red or blue anymore, is it, Olivia? It is just decency. You know, what are some of the signs at the rally? Radicalized by basic decency. I mean, the fact that they just, as a party, have lost their soul, that he's making a joke out of a Democratic, you know, person being assassinated in their own home, right?
Yeah, there's no empathy. There's no actual human compassion. I would say just a human actual sensibility of what is happening here. And I think that this is only going to get worse because we have a group of people who everything is politics for them. Everything is an opportunity to take a punch at the other side or punch the Democrats. And really, in that moment of political violence that happened in Minnesota, it should have been every single person across the board condemning it and saying, no, there's no room for violence here. Like, we've got to get this back.
And while they're talking
we cannot
about,
continue down this path.
And while they're talking about Iranian sleeper cells, Olivia, they're, you know, chasing guys through the parking lot at Home Depot. You know what I mean? And 7% of our terrorism here is right-wing extremists, like the guy in Minnesota. And so, you know, here we are, right? And the fact that Trump took shots at Governor Walz after this. Like, why would I call him?
Yeah, that was
he's
ridiculous.
Incompetent. He's terrible. He's wacky. I mean, he engaged in the exact same rhetoric that caused the shootings in the first place, right?
Yeah, and he'll continue to do so. I expect no leadership from Donald Trump at the helm on that issue. He will continue to perpetuate it. He has. That's what led to shootings in at Pittsburgh and El Paso, a number of places where it's the great replacement theory. It's the dynamics that these individuals choose to continue to perpetuate and the way they talk and the rhetoric. And it leads to actual real world consequences and violence. And I don't, Donald Trump isn't going to change, right? So the question is, will anyone stand up and lead in the Republican Party and actually change the trajectory of what is happening here in terms of violence in our country? Because it's certainly not the 22-year-old at the Department of Homeland Security right now who is in charge of domestic extremism affairs and now has an entire Iran threat on their hands, where we have a very inexperienced person who's never worked any of these issues running the office.
I have a 22-year-old who's incredibly smart with a terrible ulcer, and she'd do a better job protecting the homeland right now, even in her weakened state. Okay, 11 billion news cycles ago, you tweeted DHS handcuffing Senator Padilla and forcing him to the ground after he's already clearly identified himself is outrageous. This is more than misconduct. It's systemic abuse of power aimed at a Latino senator. The Trump administration is shredding public trust, and when trust breaks, everyone is less safe. I mean, it was not a mistake that J.D. Vance called him Jose. You know, Jose Padilla was a dirty bomb terrorist. I mean, it's just they get more despicable every news cycle, don't they?
Yeah, when I heard that, I actually was like, that's a classic Stephen Miller, Katie Miller talking point. That's the kind of brash that they would probably script for him to say. And with the double intendo there, like innuendo, like double intent of what they want to say, right? Like, I thought that was it. And, you know, and probably in their minds, everyone's Jose, right? They don't differentiate. So, like, I mean, that is sort of the challenge that we have here in terms of the leadership we have in our country. But I'll say this, when I talk about the danger of the trust that we are losing every day across our country when it comes to law enforcement, here we are in a situation where we've got this masked guy showing up in people's houses pretending to be cops, threatening people. And we've got situations where we have masked ICE agents showing up in people's houses.
And people pretending to be ICE agents. Yeah.
We've got militias now. Yeah. And so I think lawlessness and the threat of it is what I'm really concerned about, especially now when we have potentially domestic challenges to counter when it comes to Iran of something that they may do. We really need to be working together to ensure that we're really focused on the security and safety of all of us.
Let's bring back the Bush administration color-coded terror alert. What color are we in today, Olivia? Remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that.
Is it yellow? Okay. I never knew what to do. Does that mean wear a sweater? I don't really know. Okay.
Deep red MAGA? I don't know.
We love you, Olivia Troy. We'll see you soon. Thank you, honey. Living it with OliviaTroy.com.
That's right.
The Substack.
That's her Substack. Please subscribe.
Do it.
Yes. Thank you, Olivia.
Bye.
51 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by another democracy hero. Hero of democracy. I've got it. I've been gone for a week. It's Credo Mobile.
Credo!
One of our heroes of democracy. They are. They don't bend the knee. They don't kiss the ring.
Nope,
they don't
not
do
at
it.
All.
Don't do it.
Nope.
They give. In fact, they go the other way, man. They go the other way. They've given over $95 million to progressive nonprofits. You get to vote which ones get your money.
Oh.
And you get a fantastic, reliable nationwide coverage. You get competitive plans and great deals on new phones.
Okay.
Switching so easy.
Nice.
Bring your current phone. Bring your current number. For Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service. On top of all that, for 2 years, if you use the code STEF25 at CredoMobile.com.
Stephanie Miller.
She's a liar. She's a dingbat. She is an attention strumpet.
Well, if you've ever tried to sleep through a summer heat wave, you know the struggle, flipping the pillow, tossing the covers, sweating through the night. That used to be me until I discovered Cozy Earth sheets. These aren't your average sheets. Made from viscose from bamboo, Cozy Earth bedding is naturally temperature regulating, moisture wicking, designed to keep you cool, dry, and comfortable all night long. Since I've made the switch, I've been sleeping several degrees cooler and waking up feeling genuinely refreshed. But Cozy Earth isn't just for bedtime. Their apparel line, like the All Day Tee and Studio Pant Collection, is ridiculously soft, breathable, perfect for lounging, traveling, or just living in comfort. Once you try it, you're going to want to wear it everywhere. Here's the best part. There's no risk. Cozy Earth offers a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty. Try them during the hottest stretch of the year. If you're not completely in love, send them back. Luxury should not be out of reach. Go to CozyEarth.com. Use my code Stephanie for up to 40% off. Best-selling temperature-regulating sheets, apparel, and more. Trust me, you're going to feel the difference from the very first night. That is CozyEarth.com. The code is Stephanie. One more time, CozyEarth.com. Type in Stephanie.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you over 50 and constantly feeling tired, bloated, or just a little off? Don't ignore it. Those could be signs that your liver is crying for help. As we age, our liver, which is essential for metabolism, digestion, immunity, and detoxification, needs extra support and protection. If neglected, it can leave you feeling sluggish and constantly off your game. That's where Active Liver from New Nordic comes in. Available in easy-to-take tablets or delicious gummies, Active Liver combines powerful natural ingredients like turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract to help support healthy liver function. With Active Liver, you're giving your body an essential daily defense against toxins from alcohol, fatty foods, and sweets, helping you reclaim your energy, improve digestion, lose the bloat, and strengthen your immunity so you can look and feel your best again. Protect your liver and give it the support that it deserves by making Active Liver from New Nordic part of your daily wellness routine. Find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS, Meijer Grocery, or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
Hey, at the end of the day, everybody wants the same thing from their mattress. A good night's rest, am I right? It's not rocket science. You don't need a physics genius to make you a futuristic space bed. You just need someone to listen to what you want and who knows the materials that will get you there. And you might even be surprised to learn that that someone could be living right next door. At Verlo, we're your friendly neighborhood mattress genius. American made, locally crafted. Welcome to Verlo.
Craft cocktails, live events, a playground for the kids, and yes, self-serve, instant ramen bar, and drag bingo. It's all at Downdrin's Distilling in Cottage Grove. It's not your average tasting room. Pet-friendly, family-friendly, flavor-packed. Visit downdrins.com or stop by today.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
This portion of the show brought to you by Knockbox. Hey, I was traveling, so I realized how important this is. Are you traveling? Will you leave instructions for a house sitter? Name and number of your vet? Code to your alarm system? Think about the steps you take to prepare for vacation. I did it. You'll get a sense of what goes into the Knockbox.
Knockbox.
TheKnockbox.com. It's N-O-K-B-O-X.com. Use the code Stephanie. It is a complete system that helps you organize all your accounts, possessions, estate plans for your next of kin. Comes with a comprehensive checklist that helps ensure you add everything they need to manage your estate when you are gone. Funeral directives. See, I'll write the eulogy because I don't trust you.
Okay.
You're going to be mean.
Oh, I'd be funny.
Okay. That's fine. Okay. insurance policies, even the keys to your storage unit. The Knockbox helps you organize it all. Knockbox. If you've got a household, you need a
Knockbox.
Stephanie Miller listeners save 16% off the Knockbox of your choice. Go to theknockbox.com. Use the code Stephanie. That is theknockbox.com. Type in Stephanie for 16% off. 57 minutes after the hour. Alpha Liberal Cliff Schechter,
yes,
coming up for the hour. By the way, there is a tweet for literally everything. That was one about Trump saying, Obama better get congressional authorization. Heather said, make sure this is entered into evidence. He knows the rules. He simply doesn't care. Right. As what did you think, John Roberts, he was going to do with presidential immunity? He doesn't think any rules apply to him.
Nope.
I mean, it is okay. By the way, oh, we're back at... So we could refight the Iraq war. We have a new World War III with Iran, and then pandemics will be back.
Uh-huh.
JS says, I saw a tweet that said both the vaccinated and the unvaccinated can catch COVID. A physician said, both Serena Williams and I can play tennis.
Okay.
You are much less likely to get very sick and die if you're vaccinated. Why do I have to have all these?
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Maggie Dawn.
LGBTQ rights are under attack. At 4:30, Patrick Faribault from Our Lives Magazine joins to discuss what's at stake and how we celebrate Pride right here in Wisconsin. Don't miss the Maggie Dawn Show.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Hi, I'm Catherine Lake with WMDX, and I don't believe it, but our morning show guys, John and Gordy, are up for Best Radio Team in Madison Magazine's Best of Madison poll. I really don't care, but here's someone who does.
Stephanie Miller here. Listen up, my pals John and Gordy are up for Best Radio Team in Madison Magazine's Best of Madison poll. Please vote for them because they lead into my show, and when they do well, it helps me out too. Me, me, me. Love you, John and Gordy.
Don't wait. Voting ends soon. Go to WMDXradio.com and click on the Best of Madison banner to vote now.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Wall Street stock markets opened with small losses that have reversed into modest gains. The price of oil was up, down, and then up again, as analysts say investors are watching for Iran's response to the U.S. air attacks on Iran's nuclear sites. There have been more air attacks between Iran and Israel. Iran's foreign minister is in Moscow to meet with President Putin. About 150 million Americans are under heat alerts. ABC's Jim Ryan.
From Raleigh, North Carolina to Philadelphia, the actual temperature will hit 100 this afternoon. But a lack of moisture and wind will make it feel more like 106 to 109 degrees. Escaping the heat may mean driving west about 2,000 miles. Heavy snow has been falling in Montana.
Supreme Court says it'll take up a religious freedom case this fall involving a Rastafarian man imprisoned in the state of Louisiana whose head was forcibly shaved in violation of a court order. This is ABC News.